This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, good to have you with us. Just past 1:30 here on a Friday afternoon, as we keep mentioning the Nationals and the Mets tonight, right here, spring training baseball, 6 o'clock from West Palm Beach on the Team 980. And right now, we're pleased to be joined, as we've mentioned a couple of times, by National center fielder Jacob Young, who is in West Palm Beach, obviously getting ready for tonight's festivities. Jacob, it's Chris Russell here in chilly D.C. Thanks so much for doing this. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm hanging out in sunny West Palm Beach, loving life.
Well, my man, we thought winter was over. It was like 60 degrees earlier this week. Last night was like polar bear cold. Today is not as bad. So I'd rather be you. I'd rather be Jacob Young than me. I'll tell you that much. Well, thanks again for doing this. I appreciate it. And thanks to you, Kyle, for hooking this up with the Nationals. So looking forward to this conversation. First of all, in general, how's spring training going? I know you guys had obviously broke out the big bats yesterday. I know the results don't matter, but anytime you get to lay a whooping on somebody, that's got to feel good, right?
Yeah, you know, anytime, you know, when you're playing someone in a different color costume, it feels good to, you know, go out and beat them, and especially when the offense feels like it does the brunt of the work, it feels real good to kind of get the confidence going with a lot of the guys.
Does confidence like that, like you said, roll over even in spring training when guys are in and out and there's a lack of cohesion like it normally would during the regular season? Can you feel that? Can you sense that?
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, a lot of these guys, a lot of us have played with in the minor leagues and stuff, so we're close with them anyways, and so we've played with them, and we know we're all working kind of towards the same goal. You know, they're trying to stay ready in case something does happen to one of us, and they need to come up and help us out. So that cohesion kind of runs through, and we all have the same goal. So it's fun to watch, especially some of these younger guys you grew up in the minors playing with, watch having the success in the big league games.
Your obviously first full major league season was last year. I know obviously you came up in 2023 in August where you had that crazy like stop tour, like you were on a metro ride there before coming up to the Nationals. And again, what happened last year was awesome to see. So congratulations. But
thank you.
As you now, like, this is a different part of your career. So do you? I know you're working your ass off, but how mentally do you allow yourself to relax a little bit mentally because of what you were able to show defensively, speed wise, in every way last year? Or is it the same kind of like mental pressure that you have to put on yourself?
Yeah, I think just as professional athletes, we put that mental pressure on ourselves no matter what. You know, there's always someone trying to come take your job, and honestly, you're trying to win more ball games anyways. So that pressure, you know, individually, it was a cool year to kind of get your feet under you and kind of figure things out. But you know, as a team, you want to have more success. So you're putting that pressure on yourself every day. You know, and there's different pressures this year. Now you're trying to lead some maybe guys who haven't been up there as long with Cruz and Wood. You know, trying to help them out and get them more their feet more comfortable and for them to understand everything that's going on. So, you know, the pressure is always there, but I think pressure is a great thing. It's a privilege, and so I love having it.
What are you most proud of from last year? Is it the defense? Is it the stolen bases? The ability to affect games in a different sort of way than a lot of times what we see in Major League Baseball in 2024 and now 2025? Like, is there something that you say, hang my hat on this more than anything else?
Yeah, I think, honestly, the part of defense was up there. I always believed I could play center field in the big leagues, and getting the chance to every day was an honor, and it was cool to be able to put my name up there with some of the best in the league, and that was awesome just to see them have the confidence in me to stick me out there every day. And honestly, the other big thing was just being able to play almost every game during the season. Availability is the best ability, as a lot of people say, and this is such a long, grueling season. Being able to post every day was an honor, and it was a lot of fun doing it.
National center fielder Jacob Young with us here on the Team 980. The Nats and the Mets getting ready for spring training baseball tonight, 6 o'clock right here on the Team 980. You can listen to the game with Charlie and Dave behind the call. I mentioned as I was bringing you on, like, you're my maybe I mentioned it on social media. I should say that. I mentioned on social media, you're my type of guy. So I'm not a home run guy. I'm not a big, you know, swing and strikeout guy, launch velocity. I know all that stuff's important. I love speed. I love contact. I love running. I love defense. I love your game. Do you take a certain level of pride that you're a different ball player than maybe what a lot of fans, a lot of media, and quite honestly, a lot of baseball execs are looking at these days?
Yeah, you know, I think they're trying to bring it back a little bit. You know, I think they're doing different things to try to bring some of that speed back. And, and you see guys like Ellie De La Cruz and some of these other guys that are built around that speed aspect. And it you can't tell me it's not fun to watch. I mean, watching Ellie run around the base is one of the more fun things you can do. So, you know, I think I do take pride in it. I think there's a whole, set of athletes out there that have the ability to affect the game in a different way. I think there's a need for all of it, honestly. You know, you need the big boppers in the middle of the lineup, but you also need the guys that can get on for them. And when the big boppers, maybe the ball's not flying that day, can you manufacture a run in a different way or save a run on defense? So, and I think it's all part of the game, and I think it was going away for a little bit, but I think it's kind of coming back, and I'm excited to hopefully be one of those pieces in the league that brings back the speed and makes people realize how important it can be.
What's the most important part of you and the way you developed as a center fielder last year? Is it the read off the bat? Is it your positioning? Is it your knowledge coming into an at-bat? Because, like, I'll take you back. I mean, one of the great catches you made, obviously, in Philadelphia, right, against the wall, and I was just watching it again this morning. I mean, you booked it, but you've got to know where that ball is going right off the crack of the bat, and you've got to be able to time it, and you've got to watch the wall. Like, how do you mentally, like, handle all of that?
Yeah, you know, when you put it that way, there's a lot to go through.
Yeah.
But, you know, we focus a lot on the first step, and so that's kind of where my focus starts. If I want to have the best first step in the league, and I want to cover the most ground in the least amount of time. So I really look at those numbers and how much, you know, even if it's not in the perfect direction necessarily and it's not the perfect route, as long as I'm moving and they're moving and I'm making up farther distance than other people, then I believe that that's going to lead to more catches. So just the positioning and all that definitely matters, and our guys help us out a lot with that, which is nice. But in my head, I'm trying to lead the swing, and I'm trying to get the best first step I can, and once that happens, just let my athleticism do what it does.
And it did, and it does. Jacob Young of the Nationals with us, kind enough to join us from West Palm Beach. Again, Nats, Mets here on the Team 980 tonight at 6 o'clock. You mentioned playing with the other young guys. I won't say the young guys because you're still pretty darn young, but this is a young outfield, as we know, and it's a very talented outfield, and you guys can do a lot. I mean, Cruz was unbelievable in center field at LSU, too, but you're so damn good that you're the center fielder. Like, talk about the trio and growing, being able to grow together and mixing and matching some of the skill sets that you guys have.
Yeah, obviously Cruz is unbelievable out there, and I think that's actually what is going to make us even better. You know, having technically three center fielders out there, with Woody too, and
yeah.
and all of us have playing center field and kind of knowing how to go get balls on our own and not relying on one of the other person to do it. It's a really fun thing, and you know, you go watch Dylan just play baseball, and he plays the game the right way, and he plays with speed. He has the power tool. He kind of has all of them, and that's what makes him so exciting for fans and as a teammate to watch him play. And then when you go over to Woody, I've played with him since low A, so I've got to see Woody all the way up, and man, that he's in the box. He's one of the more special hitters I've ever watched play baseball. So
yeah.
Being able to have him do that, and as he's getting more comfortable in left field, he's going to take strides out there too, and I'm excited to go save a bunch of runs out there with him.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, you know, like I know as a ball player, you're built, hey man, we get win as many games, we grow together, all of that stuff. Anything is possible. You know, as you know, fans and media have a different perspective. But like, my approach this year is like, why not? Like, nobody expected the Royals to make the playoffs last year, right? I mean, if you guys can put it together and stay healthy, and I know that's a lot of ifs and a lot of things have to come together, but this is the time, and if you guys can show your mettle on the field and be in contention, they'll add to this team. Riz has never been afraid to make trades in July.
No, and that's the thing. I mean, the last couple of years, you had the Diamondbacks year before, you had the Royals last year.
Yeah, you're right.
Young teams that, you know, people sure say they came out of nowhere, but they kind of have the same building blocks, and that's kind of what I think we've been preaching all camp is, you know, I think Rizzo said it a few times, I think Davey said it, is, you know, the rebuild's over, you know, and it is, it's time, you know, if you try to rebuild every year, you'll be rebuild forever. So you need to have that, that momentum and courage to say it's time. Let's go take this thing from some people. No one's going to give it to us. We know that, but it's time for us to go prove to everybody other than ourselves that we can go win ball games and we can compete in this league.
Jacob Young from the Washington Nationals, nice enough to join us. All right, I know I got to let you go, but I got a couple more if you can bear with me here. The art of stealing a base. Again, much like what we talked about, you said the first step is the key. I asked about the crack of the bat. For you as a runner, what are you absolutely honing in on as the most important thing? Is it your lead? Is it your footwork? Is it the pitcher's, whatever stance, movement? How are you reading that as to, okay, I think I know what's going on here?
Yeah, luckily we have Par out there helping us out with a lot of that stuff, a lot of the tells and stuff that, you know, we've researched and our guys have researched and are able to tell us. But as we get closer to the game, it's all about just honing in on what the tell is or what that pitcher does compared to other pitchers, and figuring out, you know, how you can get just that half little step, because that's all spacing out is in this league is you know, less than a foot. So do figure all that, but then the off season, you know, figuring out what you do, maybe what you're doing differently than some of the guys that are stealing more bats than you. Is your lead smaller? Is are you getting a worse jump? You know, if you have the sprint speed, why are you not getting as many bags? Mm-hmm. So just kind of during the off season, figuring all that stuff out. So when you do get in the season, all your focus is on the read or the pitch type. You know, oh, I know he's throwing a curveball in 2-1 counts. I'm going to go in a 2-1 count here, and if it's a breaking ball, I know I'm safe. So, you know, just going on those type of things and trying to get that little competitive advantage to try to be safe.
Jacob Young of the Nationals with us again. Nats Mets 6:05 here on the Team 980. My friends at Talk Nats, an independent site that covers the Nationals, they were pointing out when I told them that I have you on, they were pointing out that, and I wasn't aware of this, that out in the red porch at Nationals Park, there's a little fan group or fan gathering for you. Are you aware of this, and do you mix it up with them? Because I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah, you know, there's a few guys out there that I'm season tickets, so they're out there every game. And,
right.
I mean, you go see the same person 82 times, 81 times a year. You know, you get to start knowing them, and they're just big fans, and they love to see the team do good, and they love to see you do good. So it's fun to be able to turn around and have some familiar faces to look at and hear cheering you on. So they've been great out there, but yeah, no, it's fun to hear them cheering on and all their support.
Do they do the gator chop for you, being that you're a Florida Gator,
not
or no?
Not too many gator chomps. No, I don't think too many of them know that one. But they have their own cheers, and they have a good way of getting my attention when they need it.
Right. Last thing for you, and again, appreciate your time. Just when you think about how much your life has changed, I mean, like I mentioned, 2023, you were on like the express stop, like the multi-stop tour to get here. You get here, and then last year maybe doesn't start exactly the way you want, and then you come right back up, and then you're here, and you make such an impact. When you think about how much your career life has changed, just say in the last year and a half, do you have to almost maybe pinch yourself as weird, but you know, like stop yourself, take a deep breath, and go, "Wow, look at what's going on here."
Yeah, 100%. I always tell myself, you know, if it's a tough time in the year, whatever it is, you know, think about what 12-year-old you would be saying right now, playing in these ballparks and living out your dream. You know, that's really all it is. You're living your dream of what, you know, almost everyone wants to do as a kid is play professional sports. So, you know, having that all happen so quickly and in the middle of that, I got married as well. So,
yeah. Yeah. Know, congratulations on that.
Thank you. So it's just, you know, it's been a wild time, but it's one of those things where you're trying to tell yourself you're living in the greatest time of your life right now. So you might as well try to enjoy it. And that's what we're trying to do. And it's been a lot of fun. And I just want to keep on making these moments happen and make more of them.
I know I mentioned I'm not a home run guy, but your first home run was, I believe, on Father's Day, if I remember correctly. So I'm sure important there. And you did hit a home run against the Yankees. I mean, you know, do you remember like 7-year-old Jacob Young going, one day I'm going to hit a home run against the New York Yankees?
Yeah, you know, honestly, crazy. I actually hit one against the Angels, and we grew up as Angels fans. My parents are from California, so honestly, hitting one against
that's
them was
important.
Almost more of a it was more of a pitchy moment. Like, oh man, I just homered against the team I grew up watching and idolizing.
That's
so
right.
It was cool. Nothing will beat the Father's Day one, and being able to do that, talk to my dad after the game and give him some of the stuff from the game. But yeah, definitely doing it off in stadiums that you grew up watching and stuff like that is unbelievable.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, listen, I got a million other questions, but I'm going to let you go. You got a game to prepare for and the rest of spring training. Can't wait to see you guys up here at the end of the month. Thank you so much for doing this. Have a great rest of the spring, and obviously looking forward to watching you all the time out there with the other young guys.
Thanks for having me. Can't wait for the season to start.
Absolutely. Jacob Young of the Washington Nationals, nice enough to join us for a good spot there. Hope you guys enjoyed that. You can see why he's part of that mix out there with the defense, the speed, Wood, you know, Cruz, again, interchangeable, as he mentioned. Now, you know, listen, I kind of make a little, I truly don't care, you know, about the home runs and the exit velocity and what I, you know, make, he's got to get on base more to use that speed more. Obviously, the defense travels. Ballpark to ballpark, that's such a huge part of it. But if he can get on base more and use that speed more, then the Nationals become even more dangerous. And he went one step further. I mentioned the Royals from last year. He mentioned the Diamondbacks from 2 years ago. And he's absolutely right. They won 84 regular season games. Nobody gave him a chance, and they wound up going to the World Series. You never know. All right, thank you to Jacob Young. Thanks to Nationals PR. Again, Nats, Mets tonight, 6:05, right here on the Team 980. We'll take a timeout, come on back, and we'll get into Bobby Wagner. Not Bobby Wagner, Jonathan Allen. That is next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.